Marduk slays Tiamat. He splits her body to form the sky and to run beneath the earth. Afterwards, Marduk arranges the sun, the moon, and the stars in the sky, and he creates humans to serve the gods. Finally, Marduk decrees that 300 gods will live in the heavens and 300 gods will live on earth with humans. The gods reward Marduk's hard work. He's done quite a bit, setting the stars in the sky and also arranging who's going to live where. And so as a reward for this, they sponsor a feast in his temple at Babylon. Several stories revolve around the idea of the struggle for or loss of kingship among the gods. And these must have been very useful ways to try and explain or understand the political chaos that could occur in Mesopotamia. Anzu, the bird who stole destiny, describes how Enlil temporarily lost the tablet that controlled destiny. And this tablet was a symbol of Enlil's kingship. Anzu was an extremely ugly, eagle-like bird who had been created during the Great Flood. So he's sort of like a Mesopotamian concept of a dinosaur or a dragon. But there's a lot of emphasis on how ugly he is. Enlil brought him to the palace to guard it. And Anzu stood at the door and would watch Enlil assign different duties to the gods, while Enlil held the Tablet of Destiny. The poem records, Enlil entrusted him with the entrance. He was wont to bathe in pure waters before him. And this is Enlil taking a bath in front of Anzu. Anzu's eyes looked upon the trappings of supremacy. On the Tablet of Destinies he was wont to gaze. He resolved in his heart to make off with supremacy. I myself will take the God's Tablet of Destinies. I will gather to myself the responsibilities of all the gods. I will have the throne for myself and take power over authority. Anzu stole the Tablet of Destiny while Enlil was in his bath and flew off with it. Enlil was speechless, the poem notes. The other gods were quite dejected in the chaos that resulted from this, but they refused to face Anzu and retrieve the tablet themselves. So we're in a position where no one is taking charge. No one is willing to tackle Anzu and try and restore the Tablet of Destinies to its rightful owner. The poem notes the increasing depression of the gods, and this can give us a sense of what might have happened in a hiatus between rulers, say during an uncertain succession from father to son, when no one is in charge. The warrior god Ninurta finally agreed to meet Anzu. Ninurta faced a very difficult challenge, since the tablet would allow Anzu to change the direction of any arrows that Ninurta used against him. Anzu would simply order the arrows, "Shaft, which has come, go back to your thicket." Because he was holding the Tablet of Destinies, battle died down. Attack died down. So if Anzu is controlling the future, then he should be able to very effectively prevent anyone from attacking him and killing him. This caused a consultation, and the god Ea suggested to Ninurta that he cut off Anzu's wings so that when Anzu ordered the feathers to come to reattach themselves, the arrows, which also had feathers on their shaft, would be included in the command, and that would kill Anzu. This is exactly what Ninurta decided to do, and the tablet was restored to Enlil. We see in these stories of the gods that there's a lot of interest in representing in the heavens some of the difficulties, especially the problems concerning kingship that happened on earth in the society of the gods.